This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early spring. When pussy willows open up all the way, then all the snow crocuses and the golden aconites come into full bloom, and woolly bear caterpillars come out from their winter hibernation. Pussy willow time is the time that clover and wild violet leaves start to grow. Horseradish stretches out to an inch or two, and red rhubarb unfolds in the sun. Honeysuckle buds are unraveling on the lowest branches, and bleeding hearts are pushing their heads up from the ground as daylilies reach to the top of your boots, and white snow trillium blossoms appear in the bottomlands. Pussy willows lead to bright blue squills and delicate yellow jonquils, and then to the full-sized daffodils, then to purple grape hyacinths, and then to pale wood hyacinths and pushkinias. Towering on the horizon, silver maples and red maples and box elders are set to flower. Woodchucks are digging up the hillsides and making new dens. Where the rivers are high, carp begin to mate in the shallows. Red-winged blackbirds sing in the swamps, and celandine has sprouted in the alleys. Buds lengthen and brighten on the multiflora roses, on the mock orange, and on the lilac. In the pastures, nettle tops may be ready to pick for greens. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early spring. In the meantime, watch for Virginia bluebells to be pushing out on the sunniest hillsides.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.